This morning, we're still thinking about the Christmas story, and we have covered Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, where the angel appeared to Mary and told her that she would be found of child of the Holy Ghost, and that holy thing would be called the Son of God. And then we know that He was born in Bethlehem's manger in Luke chapter 2. And we know that it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Now, very often, or most often, when you see the manger scene, you see the stable with the animals and the hay, and you see Jesus in the manger and Mary and Joseph, and you see the shepherds, but you mostly, most of the time, see the wise men as well. And I want to concentrate on the wise men this morning in Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Now, the wise men, when we read the story of the wise men, we find that they were not at the manger scene. They came probably closer to 2 years later when Jesus was a young child. And so we find that they were not there at the manger. But I want to concentrate not just on the wise men, but seeking after our Lord in the new year. And you've probably heard this saying, wise men still seek Him. Wise men still seek the Lord. And that's what I want to focus on today. If we would be wise in the new year, then we need and we must seek the Lord with our whole heart. But I will read the account of the wise men in Matthew chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." And we find where this is written, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, and that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, not the manger scene, but the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you now for the privilege indeed of worshiping you. That was the very purpose that the wise men made that journey to see Jesus, was to worship him. And may that be our purpose in coming to your house today. And may it be our purpose every day that we might worship you through our obedience to thy word. Father, please forgive our past sins and faults and failures, and help us to have the faith, not just faith in God, but the faith to believe you and take you at your word, that you will lead, guide, and direct our every step in the coming year. Be with us now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Jesus taught his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, and all these things shall be added unto you, those things that are necessary for our lives. It is a matter of priority, a matter of priority to seek first the Lord. You know, we spend a lot of time on lots of things in this life. We spend a lot of time on eating and sleeping and a lot of time going to work and working and going traveling to and fro in the cars. But how much time, and is our priority focused first on seeking the Lord? I have to confess that oftentimes it's not my first priority. But we find that these wise men, who are often called the Magi or the Magi, they came from the east seeking after the Lord for the express purpose of worshiping Him. Now, there is much speculation as to who these wise men were and exactly where they came from. But did you know that those questions really don't matter? Because those questions are not the purpose that we are to be finding in our text today. Some say they came from the Far East. Some say they came from Saudi Arabia. Some say they were Jewish priests that were exiled from Solomon's temple. And many say that they were Persian astrologers. But regardless of who they were, regardless of exactly where they came from, we need to learn why they came, the purpose for which they came, and we then are to emulate that purpose in our own lives. And so when Jesus was born, we know that God worked all things after His divine providence. Everything happened at the right time in the right way. God is like that, isn't He? Now, you know, Caesar Augustus making a decree that all of the Roman Empire should be taxed. That didn't happen by chance. God put that into the heart of that Roman emperor to do that at that very time, so that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem according to prophecy of the Scriptures. For we know that it is said in Micah chapter 5, concerning Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Verse 2, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee, out of Bethlehem, shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, from eternity. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. And that is the very scripture that was given to King Herod by the scribes and chief priests. When Herod had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when Herod had gathered the chief priests and scribes of Israel together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they read to him Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Now, you see that these wise men were led first to Jerusalem. They were thinking, probably, that the king that they were seeking after would probably be found in a palace. That was a common misconception among the Jews of Jesus' day, that they believed that their Messiah would be coming in a palace. And certainly they never thought that he would be in a lowly manger. But we find that they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet Micah in Micah 5:2. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler or a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Referring again to the kingship, the lordship and the kingship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we find that they said that Herod, when he had called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And from the account here, it evidently was about 2 years earlier. And so we find that he told them, "Go and search for the young child, and when you found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." But we know that Herod had no intention of worshiping the Christ child. His intention was to kill him, to murder that child, because he didn't want anyone threatening his throne, his kingship, and his power. But we see in all of this account the divine providence, the divine leadership of the Lord. The divine leadership of the Lord. Now, what was the star that guided the wise men to Bethlehem? Now, again, there is much speculation about what exactly was that star. Was it a supernatural bright light of God Himself? Was it a planet? Was it a comet? Many scientists say that it was a combination of Jupiter and Mars aligning together, and a comet. Now, whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But again, it doesn't matter exactly what the star was. We know that God provided the light. And God directed them exactly where they should go. He led them. That is the point of the star of Bethlehem. It points to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, when you think about these wise men, wherever they came from in the East, I thought about four aspects. How that, number one, it doesn't say this, but don't you know they prayed for the Lord to lead and guide their way. They had to have prayed for the Lord to lead and guide them. prayer is vitally important. Without prayer, we become extremely weak and anemic in our spiritual walk with the Lord. And so in the new year, we need to focus on prayer, private and corporate prayer, and family prayer in our homes. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth very much. We know that they had to have prayed for the leadership of the Lord. In Psalms chapter 31 and verse 3, we read this. Psalms 31 verse 3. Well, let me just get the first three verses. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. In prayer, we should pray to the Lord that we might be delivered in His righteousness, in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Praying this, bow down thine ear to me, O Lord. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. Praying for deliverance from the Lord and by His hand. Why? For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. So, no doubt the wise men prayed for the Lord to lead them and guide them. He will guide us with His all-seeing eye. If you look back in Psalm 32 and verse 8, the Lord says this, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. We have a hymn that talks about that, that He will guide us with His all-seeing eye. Now, how does He instruct us? He instructs us through His Word. I have no doubt. Number two, the wise men studied the Scriptures. The wise men studied the Scriptures. So now, in Isaiah chapter 60, I believe that the wise men read this passage of Scripture, verses 1, 2, and 3. And verse 3 is the one that I'm going to look at when we get to it. But Isaiah chapter 60 is a prophecy of our deliverer, Christ, coming out of Zion. And Isaiah prophesied, Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This is a prophecy of the coming of Christ, His light. That could be a reference to the Star of Bethlehem even. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon them, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Now many believe that the latter part of verse 3, kings to the brightness of His rising, is a reference to the wise men. It may be. Now, many refute the idea that the wise men were indeed kings that ruled over kingdoms. But whether they were or not, again, makes no difference to the purpose for which they came. Kings coming to the brightness of His rising. You know, we have the hymn that we sing at Christmas time. We three kings of Orient are. And we often think that there were only three wise men because they brought three gifts. More than likely, there was a great number of wise men who came. But there again, it doesn't change the message and purpose for which they came. So number one, no doubt they prayed. Now, they prayed. You know, Jesus' disciples asked Him in Luke chapter 11, Lord, teach us how to pray. We need Him to teach us how to pray. And then we need to study His Word as they did. Because Paul teaches us this in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. They were studying the Word. They knew that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And they came to worship Him. That's our purpose, to worship Him. And they were led by the star. They prayed for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And they sought after Him. They sought after Him. I want to look in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Wise men still seek Him. Wise men still seek the Lord. Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirst, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy, eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. God's Word, the Gospel, is freely given to God's people without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Eat that which is good, and good for you, I might add. We eat a lot of food that's good to the taste, but it's not good for us. But God's Word is not only good, it's also good for us. It is the only thing that can feed our soul. And then He says, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Here, we have to listen to what the Lord is teaching us. We have to listen to what He's saying to us. Through prayer, through study of the Word, and through yielding ourselves, number three, to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David, the certain mercies of God that were promised to King David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. This is prophecy of Christ, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, the Gentile nations, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Now look at verse 6. Wise men still seek him. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. That implies that there could come a time when we might not find him, or he might not be near to us. And those are times when we're disobedient to him, when we have fallen away from him. Let the wicked forsake his way. Now, those that are unregenerated, that have not the Spirit, they can't forsake their evil way. That's all they have. That's all they know. A child of God, you and me, we act wickedly so many times. We need to forsake our wicked ways, and the unrighteous man needs to forsake his unrighteous thought. And what must we do in order to be blessed in the coming new year? We need to return unto the Lord. That's what he says. Return unto the Lord. And then he promises us the following. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3. Great is his faithfulness. But we must return unto the Lord. I know it's quoted very often, but I believe this is what we need for the coming new year. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14. We know it well, but I don't want to misquote it. And it says this, if my people, God's people, you and I, who are called by my name, called by the name of the Lord, shall do the following. Number one, humble ourselves in humility. That means that we submit ourselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and pray, like the wise men prayed. Pray and seek my face. Seek the face of the Lord with our whole heart, all of our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Seeking after him. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And fourth, turn from our wicked ways. Just like Isaiah there said in 55, if we turn from our wicked ways, the Lord will have mercy upon us, and he will abundantly pardon us. Then the Lord promises, then will I hear from heaven. He will incline his ear unto us. Just like David prayed for in Psalms 31. And will forgive their sin. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he, the Lord, is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And finally, number three, he will heal our land. Now, number four, the wise men gave themselves wholly unto the Lord, and their time, their talent, and their treasure. Now, back in Matthew chapter 2, again, what were those gifts they brought? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold is for a king. Frankincense is for a priest to offer with the prayers of God's people. And myrrh was the oil that they were anointed with, that prophets, priests, and kings, they were anointed with that oil. So those three gifts represent Jesus as prophet, priest, and king. The gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And did you know the Scriptures teach that the Lord has even made you and I kings and priests to Him? We are a kingdom of priests, that we might offer to Him spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. It took going on 2 years for the wise men to get to Jerusalem. They gave their time to the Lord. They gave their talent to the Lord. And they gave their treasures to the Lord. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, look at this with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Paul was giving the Corinthian believers the example of the giving spirit of the believers in Macedonia. How that those churches, when in great trial of affliction, abundantly ministered to Paul and the others. Out of their deep poverty, they abounded to riches of their liberality. And this they did, it says in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians 8, 5. This they did, not as we hoped, but they first gave their own selves to the Lord. That's what the wise men did. That's what we're supposed to do. Give ourselves to the Lord and to His people by the will of God. They gave themselves to the Lord, seeking Him. And who were they seeking? They were seeking the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, last night, in a dream, the Lord told me to look up 1 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 17. I think it's the first time this has happened to me. But in a dream last night, 1 Timothy 1:17 was given to me. Who were they seeking? 1 Timothy 1:17. Who were they seeking? Now unto who? The King. Unto the King eternal. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The King eternal is the one the wise men were seeking after. He is the only blessed potentate. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is eternal, without beginning, without end. He's immortal. He has no end. He is invisible in His being. He's the only wise God. And only to Him belongeth honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you is my prayer for Christ's sake.